One of the year's most anticipated albums is finally out. Watch the Throne is a collaboration between the rap superstars Jay-Z and Kanye West. And for a few days, it's online only before it hits the shelves. That's helped cut down on the usual pre-release leaks, so anticipation had built to a fever pitch. Oliver Wang weighs in on whether or not the album lives up to its expectations.
My favorite part of Watch the Throne was waiting for it to come out. With no leaks and no advances, we were all reduced to waiting together, resurrecting the memory of rushing record store doors the day of release. The grim irony is that today, the cost of a leak-proof digital release is borne by those same brick-and-mortar stores cut out of the Watch the Throne sales action. From a fan's point of view, though, there was something giddy in the collective experience of counting down the minutes until the album went live. Human beings in a mind, what's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? But after the downloading comes the listening. Tears on the mausoleum floor, blood stains the Colosseum doors, lies on the lips of a priest. Thanksgiving disguises a feast. At the very least, Watch the Throne is competent, the predictable product of two immense talents who've already spent 10 years working well together. In fact, the two rappers play so nicely with one another, it's easy to forget the subplot that Jay-Z used to be Kanye's mentor. But on Watch the Throne, it's clearly Kanye's musical vision that reigns supreme. As with his last album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye and his co-producers push a big plush pop sound, weighted with layers of synthesizer swells and piercing vocal samples. This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'ma f*** off. Now who gon' stop me? If Jay seems content to let Kanye steer the album sonically, Big Brother's contribution comes from finally whipping his flow back into shape. Picasso was alive, he would have made her. That's right, Mona Lisa can't fade her. I mean, Marilyn Monroe, she's quite nice. But why all the pretty icons always all white? The biggest problem with Watch the Throne is that with all that competence and goodwill, there isn't much to accelerate the album past cruise control. There's no real tension or conflict, and least of all, hunger. Instead, you have two pop superstars penning luxury raps about their access to excess. Excitement is generated from swinging for the fences, not in the victory lap that follows. I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face Rolly, I got two of those. On the other hand, tortured introspection has been a specialty of both men. And one of the album's most compelling moments comes from their self-reflective ode to imaginary future children. And I'll never let my son have an ego. He'll be nice to everyone wherever we go. I mean, I might even make him be Republican. So everybody know he loves white people. And I'll never let him leave his college girlfriend and get caught up with the groupies in the whirlwind. That song aside, almost nothing else on Watch the Throne would rank among the best of either artist's catalog. There's no sustained sense of exhilaration, let alone transcendent magic, especially for an album that nakedly aspires to make history. In the end, it's a decent project by two good artists. There's no reason that should feel like a disappointment, so why does it?
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, writes the music blog Soul Sides. He's a professor of sociology at California State University, Long Beach. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.